3, 2, 1. Okay, we're live. Alrighty. Thank you for joining us once again on Chris and Dave at Night.
We're back again with Mr. Robbie Pope.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming back, Robbie. Make sure to give Chris a follow. What's your handle?
CowboyChris69.
Mine handle is Mr. Pope.
And Dave Kevin IG. Let's go. Alrighty. So, starting a new topic on our little podcast show called Table Talk. And it's about what happened, just kind of topics that happen at the lunch table at Mr. Robbie's. What's the school you go to again?
LaVille.
Okay, he brings the topics to us from LaVille High School?
Yes, junior, senior high school.
Okay, and so what is the topic from this week? Drum roll, please.
Government and the overthrow of government.
Like, what? How so? Could it be done?
Yeah, like, if it could be done or not.
Definitely can be done.
What do you think?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be done, but will it happen?
Well, there would have to be a just cause behind the overthrow.
I don't think there will ever be a need for it to happen. I don't think it will happen. But in the circumstances that it needs, like, that it needs to be done, it will. The people can do it.
Well, so,
you go ahead. Okay, so, like, the probability of it happening is slim to none.
Right.
But that still slim chance still is a chance, meaning that it can be done.
There's always that chance that, yeah.
And here, this is a little, some facts, just right off the top of my head. 327 million people in the U.S. Out of that, there's, we'll say, 1.5 million in the service.
Okay.
So, 1.5 million in the service. Subtract that's about 325 million citizens. And then, of that, who are actually able to fight? Probably.
So, like, men, like, not, like, 80 years old or children.
Right, like, no women. Children, yeah. No men. You know, like, middle, yeah. You know, yeah. From 18 to, I don't know. So, we'll say 250 million, but people would argue with us, so we'll go down to 100 million. That's still 100 to 1 against the government.
Okay.
And the, you gotta think too, some of the people in the government probably won't even agree with what, I mean, it's,
right.
We're arguing there's a just cause.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's a reason behind taking over.
But we just don't know the reason, but we just know that there is this a just cause. Yeah.
It's like hypothetical.
There's the reason, but there's no reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a just cause, in quotation.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So that's what, like, I'm just saying, I've argued it before, and they say that it can't be done because technology or whatever, but without a doubt, I think.
Well, what about the people that are, like, not veterans or in the, like, you know, in the military that agree with the military side and not ours?
But, like, the situation, so, that's what I mean, like,
yeah.
If the situation's not strong enough, then
there's going to be people that don't agree with. They're in the service. They're going to see this going down. They're not going to agree with what the government's doing. And they're going to just come out. Because this can be complete chaos. And nobody's going to, like, he's just going to be able to leave and come.
Right, but it's like, in this situation that's being argued, it's like, there's a cause. Say that they're trying to become, like, a communist state or something. Like, something like that, that people aren't going to get behind. Like,
right.
It doesn't matter your Republican or your party or whatever, like, people are going to agree on one thing that they don't want to be that.
Right.
And so it's kind of like, and you got to look at how many guns, there's more guns, isn't there? Isn't that a fact? There's more guns that in the United States than there are people. I'm pretty sure that's for facts.
I'd imagine, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I can see it because they just mass load import guns, you know? Yeah.
And that's just the guns
they're
that are registered.
Being produced.
Mm-hmm. That's just the guns that are registered, too.
There's exactly, that. Right, yeah.
So, and then you said some people at your lunch table would argue that that there's just the technology is to...
Right, like, because you know how our government has nukes, of course, like, we're the highest military power in the freaking world.
But they're not going to use a nuke.
Yeah, exactly, because, like, if they nuke one of the cities, there's going to be so much money going in back into that city just for, like, repair costs of the city. Like, if they nuke New York City, that whole city's fricked up.
Yeah, and they're also, they're going to have to deal with all the radioactive waste that comes
in. And on top of that, they just won't nuke American soil. That American troops, or government will not nuke American soil. Because just think about how that makes them look, too. Then that makes them look weak. They're nuking their own people. Then other countries are, I mean...
Well, I mean, it could make them look weak just for doing whatever they're, like, the reason why they're trying to overthrow them, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, oh, man, look at America. Their own people are trying to fight the government.
Right. I don't know. I think it's possible.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Yeah. Is it probable?
Right.
Not really, but it's possible.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's like
there's that chance that if the people, if the government needs... If so many people don't like it, everybody will come together and go against them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to have people that don't agree with it, too, but then you're also going to have people that do that are on the government side or whatever, so it's going to equal out. And there's just too many people. Technology doesn't matter because, I mean, think about how many people can make bombs, people can hack. I mean, you got all kinds of stuff.
We got the crackheads on our side. Exactly. We can do anything.
Put them out there on the front line.
Yeah. Survive 10 shots to the head and it'll still be going crazy.
Yeah, bath salts, man.
Yeah.
Start eating them. Yeah. But no, yeah. I don't know. I just think that's too...
The only thing I'd be worried about is our air defense.
You mean like the Air Force?
Yeah. Because, like, they don't have to nuke us, but they can get an Apache over here and mow us down.
Right, but... They gotta get relatively close to bring a chopper in. And choppers, I mean, you got somebody shooting that, but then there's all kinds of, like, RPGs, like,
I don't know how many RPGs.
Oh, you can get that. Have. I don't know, dude.
I know somebody who
In a war like that, against I guarantee there'd be people that have them that you can shoot.
I guess, yeah, because, like, other countries will try to make trades with... Right. Our people, I guess.
And after we figure out where some of the government will establish military bases throughout the country as well, and if those get taken over,
yeah, there's all that stuff there.
We would get access to all of that.
And people like Robbie, who are in an aviation class, know how to fly a plane.
Yeah.
Now,
how do you know it's in aviation?
We do a background check before we bring.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, sure, Roger. Okay.
Background check. Mr. Pope is not a criminal.
Yep.
If that is your real name. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to last week's to know that joke.
Yep.
Looking for 5 to 10. Anyways, next topic. Me and Mr. Christopher Columbus over here came up with it ourselves. Standardized testing, Mr. Pope. How does that make you feel?
You mean like I-STEP?
Yeah. Or like...
It's like mandatory testing. Mm-hmm. In order to graduate?
Yeah. To graduate, yes.
Well, personally, I believe that grades does not define intelligence. Exactly, yeah. Like, someone can be highly intelligent, but, like, just not do good with testing.
Yeah.
Or homework in that sense at all, you know what I mean?
They're common sense smart. Like,
yeah.
They got smarts to be able to do what they need to do outside of the school.
But when it comes down to it, they just fold under pressure, I guess, you know, and they get really
nervous.
Well,
there's all kinds of people that go make a living doing a trade that, I mean, they were horrible in school, but they're really good at, like, electricity or, like, firefighter, like, you know, police officer, all that kind of stuff that you don't need to be, like, school smart for.
Yeah.
Like, not lawyers and stuff.
And don't some of those jobs need a high school diploma to get into?
Yeah.
So if you fail certain I-STEPs, you won't be able to graduate, right?
Correct, yeah. If you don't...
And you will not... And you'll be, like, not be able to go into those career fields that you could be excellent in because you're not the greatest at taking tests, but you're still highly intelligent.
Right, I mean, I think it's just, like, people are intelligent in their own ways and, like...
They're making the grades define who you are.
Exactly, which is, I think, pitiful.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah.
And it's... I mean...
On the other hand, though, there has to be a way... For whatever the high association for teaching is, you know what I mean? To find out what students are learning and what aren't and who aren't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think they should have more classes towards, I wish they brought back woodshop. That's just like,
back when we were in high school, back in 95, 96, they had woodshop.
My cousin
Colby's ticked about it. He didn't want a woodshop class.
Okay. Yeah, I know, because more people need to experience that, working with tools like that. Because there's people that don't even know how to change
it. Well, it's elective classes, too. So, like I said, my cousin and I refer to him a lot. He's a great guy. Anyway, Colby Watts, music, Instagram. Go follow him. Anyways, he has two classes this year that he has to pass. Econ right now in English. And so instead of taking a bunch of art classes that he, you don't care about art, you don't want to do art, or, you know, all these business classes and stuff, which is cool, business is good, but if you were to replace those classes with maybe a landscaping class or
something. I think they have something of vocational like that.
Yeah, but I mean something at the school where you can go out for an hour a day and weed eat or take care of the school, and then you learn how to do that kind of stuff. I mean, it's not hard, but it's
real life classes.
It's honest, yeah.
Yeah, stuff that
that will teach them what they'll need to learn.
And then there's teachers the teachers will always be like, well, we're not teaching you this stuff so that you can use it. Most of the stuff you're not going to learn, but we're teaching you how to learn or listen to people. But I don't know, man. I just think it's kind of a waste of time.
Okay, so I remember talking to Mr. Hill about this, one of my English teachers. Very wise guy. He told me that I think overseas in Germany, the way they do teaching is you kind of pick a career path from near the beginning, how we do with college. They do with high school or something. Yeah, somewhere around there. And then they'd only take classes literally just for that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some gen ed classes, some English and all that stuff. But, I mean, you still take primary courses in high school for that specific class. Instead of us, how we in America have, the decision to, say, take anatomy, AP Chem, I don't know, biology, stuff like that. I don't know why I'm in the science field right now. But, also calculus.
Yeah.
But we may not, or AP Calc, pre-calc, sorry. We have to take some of those classes in order to get, a certain degree from high school. I forget what it is, Core 40 with academic honors.
Yeah, gotcha.
We have to take some of those to get that.
Bros right here.
Yeah, academic honors. But we have to take some of those classes in order to get a higher high school diploma, I guess, you know.
Credentials and stuff.
Yeah. But I feel like it'd be better if we could choose our own career path and literally have classes.
Well, focus more towards that. For the people like us, that, Core 40, that's all you, if we're not into school, so there's, there's the Core 40, which you get if you're above, I don't know, you're, not, I mean, you're not smart in school.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to use the R word on the podcast. Detarded. With a D. That's with a D. But, anyway, so, there's, the Core 40, and then there's not another, so there's, down here you get the Core 40, and then there's the academic Core 40, or, academic honors, this, but there's not over here a Core 40, and then, workmanship, or, something that shows that
you're good at stuff outside of school.
Right. And you're, worth something other than a Core 40.
Like a working,
you know. Exactly. Colleges look for that kind of stuff, though, you know? So, if you had that type of high school diploma.
But, I mean, even in work fields, too, they look for that, too.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, colleges, I mean, they're going to look at your, academic honors, you know, all this other stuff, but they're not going to, I mean.
Workplaces will look like you said, they could look at your high school or college transcript, and if they'll see that, okay, this guy's doing horrible here. He's did not do good at school, but he's amazing at doing work with his hands. Or they'll have guys.
Winky.
Yeah.
Nice, Chris. Sorry, you're good at work with your hands, huh? Yeah.
There's the guy that got straight A's, but no, doesn't even know how to change a tire.
Yeah.
You talking to me?
You don't know how to change tires.
I don't know how to change tires, nothing. But
I mean, people are...
And chances are they're going to go with this
kind of worthless, just man. Honestly. In, like, real world, people got to call somebody for everything. It's just kind of okay. Like,
also, what Mr. Hill told me before. Some people are goal-oriented and task-oriented. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? So like, they see a task, and they're like, okay, I need to do this task so I can get an A. But there are also some other people who are like, okay, I have a goal, is to get an A. So instead of doing it, but like...
They don't want to do it, but they're... Is that what you're going?
No, no, I'm saying like, some people are doing the task just to get to the goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But some people are aiming for the goal before they reach the task. So basically what I'm trying to say is, some people are looking at the bigger picture and learning at everything instead of just doing tasks, certain tasks.
Yeah, so they have the goal and they're shooting to get here without going through the steps to get there. Is that what you mean?
I'm like, they're...
We're core 40 like, guys, man.
Yeah,
you gotta explain
I'm
it
not
to
the
us.
Greatest at explaining, but okay, let me try this again. Okay, so goal-oriented means that, like, you know, just never mind.
I'm kind of getting what you're saying.
Yeah. Task-oriented means, like, you're mainly only doing tasks, and you don't really care about the goal. You're just trying to do the task.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Yeah, exactly. You're just trying to get it done. You're not really trying to get knowledgeable in whatever subject you're trying to do. But goal-oriented, like, your goal is to get an A, so you perform the task to your best ability.
To get the
A. Exactly. When you're just task-oriented, you're just trying to get the task done, basically.
Yeah. I read you.
Yeah.
That's
how some people learn.
Yeah. I don't know. We're kind of branched off of our standardized testing, but...
So what are you saying about people being worthless?
Well, just like, if you can do all this, you can get an A, you can read at this level, you can do this, well, congratulations. What are you going to do when your tire pops and you're in the middle of nowhere with no cell phone service?
Right.
And it's like, or what are you going to do when this happens or this? Like, none of that's relevant to the real world, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just doesn't...
You can know what the powerhouse of the cell is, but you can't know how to, like, do your taxes or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, taxes. They don't teach you the right stuff.
Yeah.
How to do all this stuff. Yeah, I mean...
The freaking mitochondria.
That's what I mean. People want... Like, somebody wants to... Oh, yeah, I can do this, I can do that. Congratulations, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're worthless. Outside of school, you are worthless. Right,
yeah.
I don't know. But...
I was next.
That's about it, man.
All right. Okay.
That'll do it for today's podcast on Chris and Dave at Night. This special guest star who's turning into the star every time, Mr. Robbie Pope.
Thank you for having me. Yep.
Give Robbie a follow. Give Chris a follow. Cowboy Chris 69.
And give the channel a follow at Dave and Chris at Night.
That's right.
I'm Chris.
I'm Dave.
I'm Robbie.
And this is Chris and Dave at Night with Robbie.
Thank you very much.